Stoney the and Al Green Cash.
Sure they could do it.
Said they could sing, yes.
Can you hear them sing?
Cornelia Jackson and Albertina Walker and Shirley Caesar could.
Sure they could do it.
Said they could sing, yes.
Can you hear them sing?
Bob Marley and Big Youth and Jimmy Cliff Camp.
Sure they could do it.
Oh, they could sing, yes.
Can you hear them sing?
Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan and Shirley Horncamp.
Sure they could do it.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Lift up your voice and sing. What could be better advice for all of us? Because music lifts the voice and the spirit. We'll be hearing a little bit about music in a minute from some of my favorite folks here. That was Linda Tillery and the Cultural Heritage Choir from Earthbeat with Say Yo Business. Lift every voice and sing. The cultural anthem, African-American anthem, so they say. This is Carol here with Arts Live and Local. Very glad to be here with you on this. What season are we in? Oh, yeah, winter. Are you kidding me? It's February 6th, and it is another beautiful day, and we hope for many more. Rain is also beautiful. We love our rain. Good for the earth. Good to keep fires at bay. Good to nourish all of our spirits as well. We're sending out this show, dedicating it with hope that the world will become a better place for all. In Sudan, in Somalia, Venezuela, Cuba, Greenland, Palestine, Israel, Ukraine, and Russia, in Haiti, and many more places, including the United States, our country, which can be so much better than it is now. Watch for when you drive through town tomorrow. It's not a protest. It's not a vigil. It's kind of a vigil. Just watch for people who are asking the questions and the signs of fascism. Don't bring your signs. Just keep your eyes open. And if you are wondering and want to know more, you can get in touch with Indivisible North Coast Oregon. Special healing wishes to Noel and Luann. Steve, our own father figure. Hope and Lisa and Janet. And Hope is not a paid volunteer. Just check your newspaper if you're not sure what I'm talking about. Karen and Reva, Kate and Gina, Mary Beth, Marietta, Jean and Carl, and Tom and Peter, and you and me and all of us, because we all need healing, refuah shlema, healing of body, spirit, mind, and heart. And if you are tuned into this show, and you are, if you're hearing my voice, then you know that the arts heals. The arts saves lives. Arts of all kinds, and that's what we focus on here. I'm going to start off with a fantastic venue, which is actually kind of a miracle in my in my estimation. But it's a miracle because of two very special people and all of the others who joined in with their support. Dee and Elsa Woolley are here with me. And Dee as in Donovan Woolley, who taught music at Klatskanai Middle School and High School for 30 years, and Elsa, who is, I don't know if she really, they told me they're retiring after almost 40 years, but I don't really believe it, folks, because Elsa, I can't imagine you not. So welcome and congratulations. Whether it's true or not, because we're talking about the Klatskanai Arts Commission, which has kept fabulous concerts and performances happening all these years, and different venues, first in the Donovan Woolley Auditorium, and now for how many years has it been at the...
It's been 10 years.
10 years.
Yes.
My, how time flies.
Yes.
The Klatskanai Cultural Center, which is the, was that the Odd Fellows?
Yes, it was the Odd Fellows Lodge.
Mm-hmm. We've got some beautiful Odd Fellows happening. Astoria also. They made it into a beautiful cultural center and have surprised me constantly with the acts and the quality and the unusualness, and then adding in festivals like, who's that author? Kind of grew up around here.
I think it might be Raymond Carver.
Oh, yeah, I think I've heard of him, yeah. a festival for Raymond Carver and other. Somebody was just saying the other day, they didn't know anything about the connection that we have with you. They said, gosh, Klatskanai, what's going on over there? They're just popping all over the place. Now you've got the food hub to add to things. And it's quite wonderful. So when did you folks get, and why, and how did you get hooked into this? Well, Dee?
Well, I think actually there was a time when the piano teachers in town desired to have a grand piano for their students to play on in a nice setting. So my wife got together with a couple people, and they started a drive 88 and 88 to raise funds for a grand piano.
Nice.
And they wound up with a 9-foot Knobby piano, which is housed at the high school at this present time. So it actually belonged to the Arts Commission, but We left it there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then from that, of course, we involved professional pianists to come in for concerts, and it just started growing.
Right, once you've got the piano,
right,
you got to have the folks come play it.
Right.
In addition to the students.
Yeah.
So, was the concept from the beginning to put together this arts commission or
what? I think that it from the fact that we had the piano concerts, even the piano teachers realized you can have too much piano. And I mean, really.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
Did they sign that?
Pretty much, or like rolling their eyes. So that's when we started thinking about, oh, well, let's bring in other groups mm-hmm. and other performers. And it's just grown over the years. This last season was our 36th mm-hmm. performing arts series season. So, and we've been very fortunate because the community has supported it. And it's just been a joy. Our mission is a wide variety of performances, like you mm-hmm. mentioned, and sometimes the audience loves them, and sometimes they're not too sure about them. But they take the risk, and it's been wonderful to have that opportunity.
Do you get young people coming to your concerts much?
Depending on what the performance is, mm-hmm. yes. And we're, I know you think we're not retiring, but Carol, we are retiring. And
how many times have you said this?
I'm as many times as it's going to take for us to. but we have been working with a wonderful group of people that came forward when we put the word out that we were going to retire, and we've been working with them for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
They've been finding their niche, and we've got some really strong people in key positions. And that is one of their goals, is to bring in performances that will attract the younger crowd.
Yeah.
And so I'm very proud of the group that's going to be taking over. So, yes, we are retiring, Carol.
Okay, folks, you've heard it now. But when you get to Clatskanie, to the Cultural Center, have you seen the Woolies anywhere? but I think you're doing the most important thing, which is training and gathering the right people to keep it going. Not just one person, but a group that believes in it. But you've stuck with it. Did you expect it to continue?
I mean, I don't think we ever thought we'd be doing it for this many years.
No.
We thought when we retired from teaching that maybe that would be the end, but you know, when you retire, then you think, well, I definitely should volunteer because I have so much time on my hands. And so I don't think, you know, there have been moments when we wish we didn't have to do it. But overall, it's been such a joy for us as well. I think we've gotten as much out of it as hopefully the audiences and the performers have.
What were you teaching?
I taught business.
Okay. Well, that's a good combination, business and the arts. Maybe that's why it's still going.
It's still going. That could be it.
That
yes,
could be.
Yes.
So does that mean what you just said? Does that mean that this upcoming is your 37th season?
Or next year, you know, 26, 27 will be the 37th. We have a couple more performances this year.
Okay. Including our best buddies.
And ours too.
March 8th, you've got the Browns Meat Flats coming in.
Yes, yeah. They are one of our favorites and the audience favorites, and so we're so delighted that they contacted us actually and said we'd like to come back, and we said yes, please do.
Good.
So this is a very exciting year, I have to say, for not only us but for the Cultural Center. It is going to be celebrating its 100th year.
Oh, the building.
The building was built in 1926, and on August 18th and 19th, we are going April 18th and 19th, we will be celebrating the 100th year. We're calling it the Centennial Celebration.
Okay.
And we'll have food and music and tours and all kinds of fun things that are to be determined,
right?
But everything will be free that day, those 2 days. But we're hoping that people will donate because our final swan song is hopefully raising enough money for a marquee.
Oh, that would be lovely.
It would be a very great addition, especially with no local newspaper. We appreciate the Wakayakum Eagle, but we need some more local stuff.
But you do have a good website, right?
Yes.
KlatskanaiArts.org. Yes, it is 501c3. When they ask for donations, it's all tax deductible. But Klatskanai is spelled C-L-A-T, Klatska, S-K-A, Nye, N-I-E, that one's, or knee. How do you pronounce it?
Klatskanai.
Yeah, but that one could go either way.
We've heard
exactly.
If you get that far, Klatskan, then it'll probably fill in itself.
It's not Klatskanny.
Yeah, oh gosh, oh gosh. There was somebody else recently, a notable person, who ended up on Broadway.
Yeah, Cola Scola, who went through the elementary grades and the first 2 years of high school at Klatskanai. And because our theater program was kind of a volunteer thing, he started going over to, I believe it was R.A. Long and Longview to finish out the high school, and then got involved, and of course look what happened.
Yeah. Oh Mary. He wrote and starred in Oh Mary, which I was just reading the other day is one of the few great successes on Broadway still.
Isn't this incredible?
Yes.
Now, were you folks originally from Klatskanai?
No, I was from Spokane.
And I was from Hillsboro, but my first teaching job was up the Mackenzie River at Blue River.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, but lucky, was it a job that brought you to this tiny little town?
It was.
It's kind of an odd thing. I started at Mackenzie teaching. I took over for the then band director who became the principal. And he had been there 22 years as a band director. I was brand new. It was scarier than heck, I tell you. But then a friend who was the band director at Klatskanai was becoming the principal and called me up, and I thought, it's time for me to get back closer to Portland. So I went there, and a year later, my lovely bride showed up.
Wait, was she already your bride?
No. Oh,
no.
You didn't know. Huh?
So you folks met in Klatskanai. Well, no wonder you can't leave.
I know.
I mean, that's a magical thing.
It's going to be our anniversary will be the 56th anniversary this year.
Wow. Congratulations. That's beautiful. But did you, Elsa, since you were in the business department, were you already a fan of the arts or theater or anything?
Nope. No, actually, my family was very unmusical. I don't even remember us ever playing a record in our house or anything. And then I met this guy, and, a saxophone player, you know. But I don't know. It just, I loved being in the audience. I'm not musical, but I love being in the audience. And it's just become such a part of our lives that I can't even imagine.
A huge part of your lives and a huge part of the community. How many folks live in Klatskanai?
About 1,700.
1,700, yeah.
Are you listening? 1,700. And the town is now an arts attraction. It used to be more of a drive-through, beautiful area, but... And now there's so much there.
We're really proud of the things that we bring in and the Raymond Carver Festival. And
and a lot of the stuff is free.
Yes.
You do offer, and you bring the schools together as well.
Yes.
Have you worked with the library at all?
Many times.
Yeah.
Mariana, the librarian, has been such a boon to our community, and she's very much involved. We're bringing with connection with the library, we're bringing one of the poet laureates to do a reading.
Nice.
We've done a lot of things that she's brought from University of Oregon. She brings the Portland Opera every year, and we, of course, have it at the Cultural Center. So it's a real, you have to do that in a small town.
Well, that's exactly. 1,700.
Yeah.
It's a real This is, I can see an article being written somewhere, this magic time. But meanwhile, did you say the librarian's name is?
Mary Ann.
Mary Ann. Okay.
Mary Ann the librarian.
What's the, what's the 76 trombone, what was her name? The librarian. Marianne, the librarian.
I cannot just right, say her name now.
I know.
In my phone, it's Marianne the librarian.
Right, when you said it, it was like, wait a minute, there's a song there already. Yeah. So you said the Brownsmead Flats are coming on the 8th of March, which is a Sunday. Is that a matinee?
It's 3 o'clock, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Not today, but you need to stay tuned to KMUN, to Arts Live and Local, and Elsa and Dee have very generously made a contribution that you may be the lucky person to take advantage of. So do stay tuned. Is there another act after them before the new season?
Right now it's the same day as celebrating the centennial birthday. It's going to be April 19th,
okay.
And it's the locals. Music teacher is combining her choir, the school choir, with the community choir, and they're going to be singing songs throughout the decades for the last 100 years.
Oh, how
and
fun.
Intertwined is going to be some history of the community. So it's a great concert, and it also that concert is free. So
okay.
I hope that a lot of people attend. It should be a very fun day.
And that is
Sunday, April 19th.
Matinee also?
Yes, 3 okay. o'clock.
Mm-hmm. 3 o'clock on a Sunday. Okay, KlatskanaiArts.org, and do please put these things on the KMUN calendar, and we will for sure be announcing them as well.
Wonderful.
I have to say, and I'm not saying this as a farewell, because even if you retire, I expect to see you, but it has been a joy and a privilege to be working with you two and to have you come all the way. It's 36 miles, 72 miles round trip for them to come in just to share with our KMUN audience and then keep that town of Klatskanai spinning. The cultural center, what's the street address?
75 South Nehalem. It's right at the stoplight.
Yeah, the stoplight, folks.
Yes.
Yeah, it's south, not the riverside,
uh-huh.
And you can't miss it. It's a big, beautiful building, with they've done a wonderful job on it. So lots of congratulations, and I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you
it's
so
been
much.
An honor. It's been an honor
it's been an
to
honor
know
honor
you
for
as
us
well.
Too.
Okay, some more music. And this is from SNCC, yes, Student Nonviolent Committee, with, I believe, Bernice Reagan is leading this one. KMUN Astoria.
After freedom, land. Ain't gonna let you fit to the Lord. Turn me round, turn me round, turn me round. Ain't gonna let you fit to the Lord. Turn me round, but keep on walking, yeah. Keep on talking, Lord, and marching up to freedom, land. Let no city commissioner, Lord, turn me round, turn me round, turn me round. Ain't gonna let no city commissioner, Lord, turn me round. Keep on walking, yeah, keep on talking, Lord, marching up to freedom, land. Ain't gonna let segregation, Lord. Turn me round, turn me round, turn me round. Ain't gonna let segregation.
keep on talking, learning, but you left the freedom land.
People don't let nobody alone. Turn me round.
Ain't gonna let nobody alone. Turn me round. Keep on walking, Lord. Keep on talking, Lord. Marching up to freedom land.
Yes, marching up to freedom. Freedom land. Well, yeah. Okay. Seem to have lost my headpiece, but we're all still here. KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook. This is Arts Live and Local, and boy, we've got some hotshot arts coming up for you now. First, I do want to tell you something, though. Since this is happening tonight, KMUN and the 1015 Theater are partnering for the 1015's Community Partnership Night tonight at the McTavish Room in the Liberty Theater. This is the 1015 Theater's production of What the Constitution Means to Me. It is a Pulitzer Prize finalist show that ran on Broadway and was quite popular. And I saw it last week. It's excellent, with kudos to Jenny and the actors, Brandy, exceptional, all three of them. What's special, it's only tonight and tomorrow night, 7:30 in the McTavish Room. But tonight only, the 1015 is donating half the proceeds to KMUN. This is a new feature, the Community Partnership Night. And you can go to the 1015 Theater, that's ER.com, and there will be KMUN merch, some new stuff there. And don't miss this play. Also, Red is happening at the Coaster Theater. Mark Rothko, yeah, really, talk about the arts. Okay, here with me, we've been trying to put this together for a long time. Elise Wagner is back. She's been here a couple of times, haven't you, Elise? Yeah. Okay, now I'll turn your mic on.
Yeah.
I can hear you. Okay. And Gabe Fernandez, I do believe this is your first time.
Yes, it is. Nice to be here.
On the radio? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Have you been on any radio?
Oh, I probably have. Not for a very long time, though. But this is the best one,
okay.
Carol. Thank you.
Okay, I'll pay you late. No, really, I do not pay. But we do accept compliments because it's all of us and all of you, and we all deserve, especially in these times, keeping together a community radio station with over 100 volunteers. But lovely, we have a double virgin here. Congratulations, Gabe, not you, Elise. Okay, together they have Pier 11 Studio. It has got probably the best view and spot in the area. And Pier 11 Studio, I love your byline, because art keeps going.
Yes.
And it does in the heart, but Elise and Gabe keep it going in the community as well. They're celebrating their one-year anniversary, pier11studio.com. And they have a happening tonight, too, and they'll tell you about it. I'm going to ask Elise to give us an overview. Go for it.
Okay, so Pier 11 Studio was created last year to bring art classes to the local community. And we offer classes in printmaking, painting, and, well, pretty much printmaking and painting. That's what we do there. Mm-hmm. And then Gabe and I also maintain our studios at Pier 11. and we both work independently at this space as well. So we love just bringing in visiting artists from all over to share their craft and enlighten the community and beyond.
Well, and I think, was it last year or 2 years ago that you brought your Mexican partner?
Yes. That and he's coming back.
Is he?
He's coming back at the end of April. His class is almost full. Hugo Anaya, he's going to be teaching the magic of monotype, which is a four-color or three-color monotype class. And it's incredible. And I encourage everyone to sign up for that while you can. It's April 25th and 26th.
Yeah, folks, you need to go to the website because there is so much offered. I have three pages here of stuff. And they invite all kinds of artists to come in and teach. Is the Gyotaku, is that happening?
That's happening very soon, just after Fisher Poets.
Right.
Yes.
That's what I was thinking because it goes along with that.
March 1st.
March 1st. So, nice. You've got Jody Miller coming in. Mm-hmm. So you've got local as well as far away artists. Now, I first, met Elise through her art, and I fell in love with it, and I still love it.
There's more coming.
I don't know what you do.
Oh, well, don't get me started. I'm very different than Elise, so I'll give you that warning.
I can see that.
And that's sort of what helps, I think, keep us kind of complementary to each other. Mm-hmm. And, but I do actually do oil painting, mm-hmm. Traditional oil painting. I'm a photorealist painter. I have an affinity for modern, mid-century modern design, specifically furniture. I've been kind of dubbed as the chair painter. I like to paint lots of scenes of chairs. So, you can
Do you paint the chairs as well or just scenes of chairs?
Just scenes of chairs,
okay.
Yeah.
I just want to get that.
Actually, painting on chairs is a whole different discipline that I'm not versed in. But, you can see my work at my website, GabeFernandez.com, if you're interested. But, very different than Elise. So it's been a hoot just learning from her technique and stealing as many ideas as I can possible.
It goes both ways.
Yes, hopefully it does.
Well, but I'm thinking, I remember the first things I saw of yours, Elise, were small, and they just burst through the color and the design and encaustic.
Yeah, encaustic has so much layering involved with it. And right now I'm working on a series of larger paintings that I'm going to have at Imaging Gallery in September. And I'm working a lot with the idea of the buoy and buoyance and how we all have to maintain a certain amount of buoyance and balance and stay above the tide. So I'm working with water images and that.
You've been doing that. Do you have a science background as well?
I have a BS degree, so technically I do, but I just have a fascination with science, and I like the imagery that science, it's kind of like the byproduct of that's where the art is for me, is the imagery that science creates is what I use as, to kind of push my work forth. So.
Right. I'm recalling that at first, as a non-science, particularly person. I have a BS too, but it's different area, I'm afraid. I didn't realize, and then I started looking, and then I started reading and seeing a whole nother dimension. This was some years ago, but it sounds like that's
it's still very much that way, and navigation is a big thing for me, maps. My dad was a navigator, so I just kind of, I've always been sort of a navigator in a way. So I like kind of interplaying all of these different things together and creating an abstract place.
So recently being responding quite a bit to the river.
Yeah.
And the patterns of the waves and the flow. And I find that very appropriate and very fitting. And I'm starting to think a lot more about water as well. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, right. Interesting. Folks, they are on top of the river. It's Pier 11.
Yeah.
And it is literally all window looking at the river, and they are on the river. It's not a view. It's you're an integral part of the
whole thing.
Yeah,
you are the view, aren't you?
Yeah.
I am glad we have some wall space, though, because it would be kind of hard to make art in there.
I was impressed the first time. I thought, where are you going to work? But you've managed to carve out places. Do you do all of your workshops there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we keep the main bigger room free for that. And then on the other side of the entry room, there is another room, mm-hmm. and we have the press shop in there, and there's an etching press in there, and I teach printmaking, and that's where the printmaking classes take place and where all the printing goes on. And that's right in the window, too. what's more exciting to watch, a print coming off of the press or the water? I don't know.
Well, I wondered if it might not be a bit distracting.
It's a tad distracting.
Very distracting. It's those ships coming up the river or down the river are probably the biggest distractions for me. And on that note, I'm getting addicted to Joanne Rideout's ship report.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Because I got to know what's coming up and down, because it's actually very pertinent to what I'm doing that
day.
I got to, maybe set my lunch aside so I can see some big crazy ship coming down.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I don't know whether anybody showed you, but Graham put in a panel in that window.
I saw
it. Did you see
it?
Joanne Rideout.
I love it.
The view, So that's been my new fascination. So I hope I can get some work done. But
we both have a lot of work to do.
But you do participate in the arts nights.
When we have something to do, mm-hmm. we try to do the art walk. We don't do it every single month, but if we have something coming up or going on, then we have it open from 4 to 8 p.m. Art walk, and you'll see us on the map if we're participating.
Right. I also was very impressed with your website. You have some beautiful photos of, I gather these are your students, mm-hmm. who have done some gorgeous work. And mm-hmm. I almost thought, gee, maybe I could do something, but...
Yeah, no, anybody is welcome to come and take a class.
So give us, tell us, you gave an overview of all the different.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a few specifics?
There's one that's coming up next weekend with Talmadge Doyle. That's a beautiful kind of collaboration that we got to do with Riversea Gallery. She has an art show opening, and my whole vision was that wouldn't it be great if we can have an artist that's showing and then have a class, and mm-hmm. that's what's happening. So her show opens Saturday, and the class is on Friday and Sunday, so that anybody comes into town for the class for Valentine mm-hmm. weekend, they can also go to her show. Mm-hmm. And the idea is to kind of attract people to the North Coast, mm-hmm. To have a place to be creative at the coast. It's really super fun.
And it's very impressive to have the galleries working together, that you're mm-hmm. working with Riversea, you're working with Imogen, mm-hmm. and 'cause the theaters do that. They have to borrow sets and costumes and people. But
it's nice to collaborate in that way and just be kind of just attracting people and getting people to know what's happening
in town. It's wonderful for the community, too.
And Talmadge is actually kind of someone that I've known for many, many years. And then Elisa's known for many years separately before were partnered up. So this is sort of also and she's out of Eugene. And
I know her because she took my class years ago.
So there's this collaboration going on many levels, mm-hmm. which I think is kind of beautiful in a lot of ways.
And really what is awesome. That workshop?
That is Shinkole printmaking, which is a collage printmaking class that involves different rice papers, and they fuse into the paper. I don't know exactly how it's all done, mm-hmm. but it's a beautiful process, and I encourage anybody to sign up for it, because there are only two spaces left.
Yikes.
And it's next, starts
this is
Friday.
Friday the 13th, right?
Yeah,
next
the 13th
week.
And the 15th.
Mm. So
and
get
then,
over there.
Yeah, just after that, we have Jane's fish printing class, Jane Pagliarulo, during Fisher Poets. And she's a big Fisher Poets fan as well. So she's excited to come and teach the fish printing. And that's pretty all ages welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's offering a 20% discount for families.
Oh, sweet.
So, yeah. Sweet. And then in March, we have
Hugo.
Michelle from the Astoria Coffee House and Bistro.
Oh, yeah.
She's teaching a woodcut class,
very
a
popular.
Lino cut reduction class.
Oh,
very
here it
popular
is.
Class.
Yeah.
It's filled up both times.
Whoops.
And she's teaching again mid-March. And we're really excited to have her back, too. So, and then Hugo comes at the end of April.
Okay.
So we've kind of got a full house.
And I got to take a little lesson from Hugo in Guanajuato, Mexico recently.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I recommend you can take his class. He is a phenomenal teacher.
Yeah, I was very impressed.
He is amazing.
Delightful.
He can work with anybody, any level. He is absolutely amazing.
So best thing to do is go to pure11studio.com and check out where there's still space, and decide what works for you. Also, watch the art walk, and if they're open, go check out this studio. It's, it's right on the water.
We also, tonight is our first movie night.
6:30 tonight. And the movie is...
It is...
Beyond the
Invisible. It is the...
The Visible.
Yeah, Hilma A.F. Klint.
Is that
A.F. Klint?
Okay.
K-L-I-N-T, not
right.
Klimt.
Right,
mm-hmm.
I know.
And it's the story of her life and as a late 19th century modernist. And we love the opportunity to bring this to the community and hopefully bring more movie nights in the future.
Right, if this works, you're going to try to do
it. Yeah, we're going to try to do
one
it.
One a month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You folks, I love the way you've just taken off, and it's great. Gabe, welcome to Astoria. It's just
thank
been
you.
A year.
This
so
has been great, Carol. Yeah, thank
good.
You.
Good. Thanks so much.
Thank
and
you.
Because art keeps going.
Because art
that's
keeps going.
That's all there is to it.
And
go.
That's all we can do is just keep going,
keep
no matter
going.
What.
And bring that creative the creative juices that keep us all going. So thanks so much, Elise Wagner and Gabe Fernandez with Pier 11 Studio.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you for having us, Carol.
One more piece of music, and this is from Noah Kite, who is performing tomorrow night at the Southwester in Seaview, 7 to 8:30. And this album, I had a hard time deciding. It's called Drunk Little Guy. It's beautiful. It's hard to decide what to play. So you'll have to check him out. Noah Kite.
Standing on the shore at dusk, watching the light creep from around us, settling of a summer's eve, comes like the blood as it roses your cheeks. All of that heat left by the sun on which the air now feeds, with skin a little feels good to be in the shadow of the earth. Hey now, way down, you're starting to feel again. Hey now, somehow, you're starting to feel again. You're starting to feel again. Standing on the shore at night, watching the bob of the ship's pinched lights, ocean thick breeze teases my head, bends through the trees, the sea, the roar stills things in me. Thank you.
starting to feel again. Yeah. I'm afraid some of us have been feeling a little bit too much. Gets some overwhelming sometimes, but fortunately we have the wonderful musicians who tell the stories, the artists, the theater, and the people, all the people, have been getting out there. By the way, on Sunday the 8th at the Charlene Larson Center at 3 p.m., it's a matinee, Andrei Andreev is going to be performing, entertaining. He is a wonderful pianist. He's been here before, and people loved him. The Bay City Arts Center also has, on Saturday, a fantastic event, and you can go to baycityartscenter.com. It is an ensemble of indigenous music and dance, 10th anniversary, celebrating the traditions of the Anahuac Mesoamerican people, and through music and percussion movement, and to honor our oceans. It's baycityartscenter.com this Saturday. Lots more going on too, but right now I've got the Au Naturel crowd. And of course, first and foremost is our fearless leader, that'd be Kristen Schock. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, great to be here. Thank you, Carol.
You bet. What year is this?
This is Sweet 16 for the Au Naturel.
Oh.
Would have been 19
yeah.
if not for the pandemic.
Okay, well, but Sweet 16 is pretty sweet.
It
I like
really
that.
Is.
Yeah, you gotta have sugar. Never mind. I won't go into it. Au Naturel, the nude in the 21st century, 16th annual. And it is happening. It's already happening. January 22nd, it went up. And it runs only through March 12th, which sounds like plenty of time, but it's not, because time is just rushing. However, there is a wonderful time to meet the artists on February 12th, and that would be this coming Thursday evening at 6 o'clock at the Royal Nebberker Art Gallery, part of Clatsop Community College. So I understand you've got 39 artists from the United States and Canada.
That's right. We had over 300 images
That's fantastic.
Submitted, and our juror, Martha Lee,
mm-hmm.
had a challenge to narrow it down, and she selected 48 works of art by 39 artists
mm-hmm.
from 12 states.
Wow. Now, does she select blind?
It's totally blind.
That's
right. We use a system called CAFE, so she has no idea.
Mm-hmm.
The names aren't indicated at all.
Right. So the mm-hmm. fact that they're a repeat artist, sometimes, of course, you can tell, but sometimes you can't. And is this the first time you'll have sculpture?
It is, other than our invitational, which was not the full-blown competition. When we were easing back in after the pandemic,
right.
and Paul Paulson had a beautiful bronze sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
And we opened it up to sculpture last year. There were none submitted, but this year we have two beautiful sculptures.
Yes.
I'm thrilled.
Yes.
Yes.
And I managed to find a page that has photographs of all the art. Now, this is not like looking at the art, but it is helpful.
We do have a website, onaturelart.com. Make sure you put the art in or you'll get some other stuff.
Okay. And that's A-U, as in French, O, Au Naturel.
And E-L at the end. It's the French way.
Also
yes.
French, yes. Okay. So with Kristen, we have two of the artists. Karen Strand is here from Longview. You said there were six local, or Karen is a little stretch, but you're still local. We'll keep you.
That's right. We have, just to run through really quickly, Karina, who's also here, Brian Hobine, Roger McKay, Ben Rosenberg, Sherry Wolf, who's in Manzanita, and Karen from Longview.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. So proud of our local artists. We have
absolutely.
Such incredible talent.
Absolutely. Very good. So, Karen, have you been on this show before?
No, never.
Okay. But you're also looking familiar, so I don't know if it's my brain, but welcome.
Thank you.
And you haven't been on KMUN at all.
No, this is my first time.
Okay. And Karina, this is Karina Andrews, who's from Astoria. You've been on arts, but in person?
Yeah, I was on your show probably about 6 or 7 years ago to speak about the Open Studios tour that happens every summer.
Right. Okay. But it was in studio.
Yeah, it was in studio.
Okay, so no virgin there, virgin there. However, Karen, congratulations. You're a double virgin, and this is your day. So, what I'm excited, Karen's work, the painting was beautiful, but also I discovered that she is a musician, one of those serious musicians. We have a lot of classical music on this station, and you play English horn and oboe, and I was wondering, but you paint, at least the painting that's in this show is oil.
Yes.
Do you do all of this in your home? Do you paint with oil?
Yes, I do. I started in oils when I was 7 years old. I had private lessons.
What?
Yeah.
Why? I mean,
I'm sure people wondered, but and then
no, but who parents don't usually was it your parents who encouraged this? Or?
I had an amazing second grade teacher who pulled me out of class, put me in a little anteroom with a beautiful vase of tulips and a set of chalk pastels. And I stayed in there for 2 weeks. And I could even take my lunch in there.
Wow.
And the teacher entered it in a contest. And somehow that convinced my grandparents to finance these art lessons with a wonderful artist in St. Helens, Oregon. His name was Leonie Bellario.
Wow. And she taught a story, too. So you've been painting it ever since.
Well, every 20 years or so, I'll pick it back up. And then the gigs pick up in classical music on the oboe, and I don't have time.
I see.
But I always swore I would come back to it when I'm old. And I guess that time is now.
Well, you don't look very old, but compared to seven, definitely, definitely. wonderful. And do you find that the music making and the painting, is there a relationship, or do you have to stop and put one out of your mind for the other? How does that work for you?
I can't do them simultaneously. I can't, like, doodle on my music stand while I'm playing. But
oh, really, Karen?
But there are expressive decisions that you make in both art forms. I think the importance of foundational fundamentals, understanding the theory of things so that you can improvise on the spot without thinking too hard in the moment of making the work, that's similar in both. I don't know if I would be the same person without sort of somehow juggling both of these arts.
So. Wonderful, wonderful. And the name of your piece?
White Silk Robe.
Okay. By Karen Strand. Okay. Karina Andrews, who's our very local person from Astoria, what you had with the Open Studios, too, was woodblock.
Yeah.
Is that your main work?
That's my primary medium. I do woodblock printmaking, multi-block prints, and then I also do a series of miniature watercolors called Tiny Little Skies.
How tiny are they?
Oh, they are super tiny. They're about 1¾ inches square, something like that. Yeah,
sweet.
You can see them over at Riversea Gallery.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and I, from way, way back, have been a fan of woodblock. I don't know why. It went into lino cuts. Those were okay, too. But that whole idea, there's something about the way it presents that has always... How did you get involved?
I was always interested in art, and I studied history in college, so I wasn't an art student or anything, but always decided to take art classes just to kind of fill that thing in your soul that needs to be filled. And so I had seen a class that Chris Harmon presented through the Multnomah Arts Center in Portland, and I decided to just take it kind of on a whim, just because, like you said, like I had been interested in the form of the artwork, how it presents itself, the wood grains that can be shown. And prior to that, I had done some stencil portrait work for friends, and I kind of thought that those two things would transition. And play well with each other. Yeah, I really enjoy the carving process of it, and so that kind of worked well with the cutting of the stencils and the carving of the wood.
Nice, nice. So we've got oil and woodblock. What are some? And we've got the sculptures.
We've got some beautiful watercolors as well, other forms of printmaking. So there's a full range.
Is there any photography?
Well, photography is not part of the scope of the show.
That's what I thought. Yeah. We leave that to some of our other galleries.
That's right. Well, they do a nude photography show downtown at the Lightbox.
Right.
It's kind of in
conjunction.
Yes.
Yeah. Or in honor, honoring the figure. Mm-hmm. And Kristen Schock is responsible for Au Naturel. She moved here and she looked around and she said, "Where's the bodies?" And
well, you know, it's
live bodies.
Well, she also organizes a live body at the figure
drawing.
Well,
the open studio. In fact, both Karina and Karen come up for our open studios that we hold that are open to anyone. They can come up and draw the figure on Fridays one to three.
Oh wow!
So
nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. The website again for the show is Au Naturel.
Au Naturel Art. Be sure to include the art.
Right.
AuNaturelArt.com.
Okay.
And you can navigate to the 2026 gallery to check out the current. And it goes all the way back. We didn't start the website until after. I can't remember the first year, but it goes pretty far back. So you can check out the work from previous years as well.
Well, it's quite wonderful. But better yet, get up to the gallery. It's on. If you drive up 16th, in Astoria, just keep going up till you can't go any further. Take a left. Go as far as you can go. Find somewhere to park and head into the gallery.
And come in and vote. We have the People's Choice Awards.
Anytime.
So that's
okay.
Right.
And then the 12th is the opening. Gotta go. Thank you, folks. Lots more happening. And we'll see you next week. Thank you, Karina, Karen, and Kristen. This is KMUN Astoria, 91.9 KTCB Tillamook, 89.5 KMUN.org, streaming worldwide.
Support for KMUN programming comes in part from the historic Liberty Theater in Astoria. From live shows to special events, it happens at the Liberty. For more information, visit libertyastoria.org.